Sports with Katie Nolan is presented by Coors Light, the beer made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Tell me more about it. Tell me about your fantasy team.
This is...
Oh, I want to know. Who are you taking in the first round? Are you going wide receiver?
You do well at this.
Tell me more.
Seriously.
Hello, Sugar Bears, and welcome to Sports. Sports? Who deleted the question mark out of the document? Leave it. Welcome to Sports, the podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She is Ashley.
Hi.
He's Dop.
Yo.
And this is today's question.
Hey, team. This is Jordan in Utah. Big fan of the show. You were all talking last week about lyrics that you think are really dumb. Just wondering if you have any favorite lyrics, things you think that are good. For example, mine is in Miss Independent. Kelly Clarkson says a little misapprehensive, which is brilliant because she's like nervous about falling in love, but also under the misapprehension that falling in love would ruin her independence.
What?
Excited to hear what you all have to say.
Wait, that's when I said what, it sounded like he was responding to me because he said yeah. I love that so much. His favorite lyric is Kelly Clarkson.
That's really cute.
Well, Dop, you and I were just having this conversation during
podcast
prep, not because we had listened to this voicemail, because we were listening to old emo songs that we really like. And I don't know if I want to go on record as saying this because I know it upsets Ashley so much, but I'd maybe go with have another drink and drive yourself home. I hope there's ice on all the roads and you can think of me when you forget your seatbelt and again when your head goes through the windshield.
Oh, that is.
It's just so.
So good.
It's just so poetic.
Brand new, 70 times 7.
Is that
Ashley.
What you call
it's
tact?
So dark.
You're as subtle as brick in the small of my back. So let's end this call and end this conversation. Ashley, you need to learn to let your rage out.
Let's end this conversation, I think, is a good place
okay.
to end that
wow,
lyric.
Wow, we didn't even get the other two lyrics.
I was going to say, I have others, but they're actually not that much lighter.
The first one that came to my mind was really embarrassing, so I'm going to go with a cooler one, which is Lil Wayne.
Nope, stop, go back.
What was the first one?
The first one that came to your mind.
Can I do my cool one first?
Nope.
Damn it.
Fine, do the cool one, but then you have to do the not cool
okay.
one.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
That's an awful lyric.
I love it. It's so clever and funny. Wait, that was
not,
my cool one.
It's not that
that was my cool one.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm excited.
Oh, I'm
no.
So
oh, no.
What is it? Tell me your uncool one.
I'd rather.
Tell me your uncool one, Ashley. We made
not,
a deal.
You should do it.
We made a deal.
Like a clever lyric. It was just the first thing that popped in my head because it's fun to sing from the Kid Rock and Shania Twain
yes.
song picture.
No.
Also, it wasn't Shania Twain.
Wasn't it?
No, it was not Shania
no,
Twain.
No, that's
Sheryl Crow.
Crow.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. It was Sheryl Crow.
But you had me at Kid Rock. Please keep going.
And you lost me at Kid Rock. So, Dop, what's your lyric? Ash, what is it?
When it's the best part when she's like,
I was off the drink
yeah!
away.
Yeah.
That
one.
Yep.
That
God,
was just that's... the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah. All right. Next time, go with your instinct. And move in
Real
silence,
G's
like,
move
lasagna.
In silence. Like lasagna. Like
lasagna. Oh, Dop, what's your favorite? I mean, this isn't favorite lyric. This is favorite lyric having just heard this song.
Sure.
I mean, this question
yeah.
and having to have this conversation.
Of course. I think it's the best emo lyric of all time, although yours is right there with me.
It's a whole paragraph about hoping somebody dies in a really beautiful way.
But the truth is you could slit my throat. And with my one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt.
It's
Katie, it's so
emo.
Good.
It's so emo.
It's so good.
You know, it's not limited
always,
to emo songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it's just that we had just been having this conversation. Dop and I bond.
Oh, I know.
Dop and I bond when you were late.
Yeah.
When you were late today for the podcast. When you were late today for the podcast. Pardon me. We were having a conversation bonding over emo songs, and then that, he was like, that has to be the most emo lyric ever. And I was like, I see that and raise you, have another drink
yep.
and drive yourself home. So that's the answers, kids. Had we put any more thought into it, we probably could have come up with some brilliant answers to the best lyrics. So if you think of some that you guys like, go ahead and at us. I'm giving you the permission. It's Daniel Dopp, D-O-P-P, not Daniel Dot or Daniel Dopp with one P or Daniel Doc.
Or,
somebody thought your name was Doc.
Or Dob, D-O-B-B.
No, it's definitely nobody thinks it's that.
It's too
Except
oh,
Marty.
Okay.
I think Marty thinks that.
He thinks it's Dodd, D-O-D-D.
Dodd.
Yeah.
It's not Dodd.
Nope.
So at Daniel Dopp, at Ashley Gray Band. Yep.
No, don't. Please don't.
Let us know what your favorite lyrics are. And then next week we can correct our answers and give Jordan a real answer to his question. Oh, yeah. And leave a voicemail. I always forget this part. If you want to leave a voicemail, the number is 860-506-5571. I saw somebody on Twitter say that, like, oh, I Googled your number to leave you a voicemail and I couldn't find it. So clearly you don't want people to call. And guys, that's not true. We just only want podcast listeners to call. So that's why we never post it on Twitter. So here's my suggestion to you. Maybe someday you're going to come up with a question, but you don't have one right now. So go ahead and save this number in your phone. Under Katie Nolan. Unless you already have my number, then, Mom, hang up. But save this number in your phone so you have it, and then you don't ever have to scroll back through podcasts.
Why
which
is
I think
your mom
Dom
not
would want
called
me to,
the voicemail line?
Please don't encourage it.
Mom.
So the phone number for everybody but my mom is 860-506-5571. Save it in your phone, and then you'll always have it. Cool?
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, today in the podcast, we're going to go through some news, kind of, that's about sports, kind of, because it's the name of the podcast, sports, question mark. And then since it's still third month crazy time, we have another bracket. This time it's in honor of Loyola Chicago. But first, before we get into all that, hotel tonight.
Yeah.
Folks, it's the company that partners with awesome hotels to help them sell their undersold rooms, which means you, that's right, you, Mom, get amazing deals. Even though it's called tonight, you can book up to 100 days in advance in their top destinations and up to a week in advance everywhere else. It's great whether you're a planner or, let's be honest, it's really great for people like me who leave everything until the very, very last minute. And then when they're asked what their favorite song lyric is, they blurt out the first lyric that they think of because they're deep and dark on the inside.
I was off to dream you away.
That's a good point. Thank you. I feel less bad.
Wow.
Wow. You can book a room in just 10 seconds, three taps and a swipe. That's nothing. And it's also, this is huge. It's not a long, endless list of hotels.
Ugh.
It's just like the good ones. And you don't have to worry about, well, I've made a star chart and a map and I've graphed it and I've decided that it's between these 75 hotels, which is really frustrating and just keeps you from actually booking anything. All they're here to do is to make it super easy for you. And they only work with places where they say they would stay too. I don't know who they are, but I imagine they're pretty cool if they got an app and they put it out into the world and it's advertising on this podcast. So yeah. I'd trust their judgment until we find out otherwise. They have a really cool HT Perks program where the more you book, the better deals you get. And it's not like other loyalty programs where you're going to be trapped into staying at boring chain hotels. And the hotel rates get cheaper at the last minute. I've told you that before. I gave you all the science on that last week. That, like, they'd rather fill that room for less than not fill it at all. So go ahead and download it. Hotel Tonight, all one word, no spaces. Use it, sign up for it, and stay at a hotel tonight. Wow, that should be their slogan. Go ahead and stay at a hotel tonight. Will you write them an email?
I will.
Just put it in the email. Katie said, hey, stumbled across this. Brilliant.
Don't know if you thought about
maybe
it.
Maybe brilliant. What's a little bit less than brilliant? Smart. Very smart.
Very smart.
Really a thinker. Okay, news. Oh, boy.
This is a good news week.
Oh, boy. So the bracket, when we get there, you guys will understand why I say this. The bracket required a lot of my time this week. And so I put off until the last minute the news headline that I wanted to talk about. And so I just found a story. I have not looked into it any further than the headline.
Oh.
Somebody had shared it. I thought it would probably be interesting. And then because my brain is weird, when I was reading the first paragraph, I was reading it in the voice. I'm sorry in advance. I was reading it in the voice of a person from Dateline. Do you guys watch Dateline?
No.
I have seen Dateline before.
Yeah. Usually when we come out of the weekend, I'm hot off of a couple hours of watching Dateline. Because there are channels that just play it like other like TNT plays Law and Order. Like, it's just over and over all weekend. And so I have the voiceover voices are very specific. It's like they take a class almost. I'm not talking about Keith Morrison. His voice is something special. So I've just seen the headline and, I think I'm just going to read through this story in the Dateline voice. If this bombs, here's the thing. We just edit it right out of the podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
And I say, ooh, I forgot to bring a news story. Somebody else, I hope you brought two. Okay, so the headline, again, this is in the New York Times. The headline is, how an Instagram post led to an NFL cheerleader's discrimination case. So it's a real uplifting, happy story. Like a lot of people in their 20s, Bailey Davis has an Instagram account. And as a cheerleader for the New Orleans Saints, Davis said she followed team rules and made the page private so only people she approved could see what she posted. But when she posted a photo of herself in a one-piece outfit in January, Saints officials accused her, despite her protests, of breaking rules that prohibit cheerleaders from appearing nude, semi-nude, or in lingerie. For this indiscretion, and amid an inquiry about her attending a party with Saints players, another regulation that she denies violating, Davis was fired after what she said were three largely trouble-free seasons. So that's the gist of it.
That was...
Thank you. It was... I lost
really
it in the middle.
Good.
No, no.
No, that was seriously
guys.
Good.
Stop. They don't do Emmys for podcasts.
But if they did...
So the story is about the cheerleader. I thought we were all going to kind of talk about
it. So she
it.
Wore a one-piece?
A
one-piece.
I don't... So it's the Times. So I don't know if that means a bathing suit.
Isn't that usually more cover-up than what she's wearing on a Sunday, which
well,
is like a two-piece?
I don't know when the last time you saw a one-piece bathing suit was, but they're getting real
are they
skimpy.
Getting...
But yes, your point stands that that's what she... I was looking through the article to find the photo, but because her Instagram is private,
right.
You can't see it. But what is in the article is a photo of her at work as the New Orleans Saints cheerleader in what one would say is a revealing outfit that
sure.
they make her wear to work. So there's a part in this article that says that... Hold on, let me find it. Should I keep doing it? Anytime I quote it, I'll read from the voice.
I think you should,
yeah. Okay. Cheerleaders are told not to dine in the same restaurant as players or speak to them in any detail. If a Saints cheerleader enters a restaurant and a player is already there... She must leave.
No.
If a cheerleader is in a restaurant and a player arrives afterward,
no.
She must leave.
No.
There are nearly 2,000 players in the NFL, and many of them use pseudonyms on social media. Cheerleaders must find a way to block each one, while players have no limits on who can follow them. The team says its rules are designed to protect cheerleaders from players preying on them. But it puts the onus on the women to fend off the men. Wow, that last line was I really crushed that.
Yeah, that one was really good.
That one felt strong.
At least they get paid a lot of money.
That's funny. I don't know if that gets mentioned in here at all. But so that's the thing, right? That every time we have these conversations about like suing, your jaw is on the floor right now.
I'm real upset right now.
We've had these articles have come out recently about cheerleaders saying that they're not paid enough, and it's a tricky conversation, as I think anything regarding wages. Is like it's just tough to talk about payments and what you deserve, and people get very weird about it. And it's not to me; I've never heard a fruitful conversation about that. But this is so egregious that like they're supposed to block every NFL player. Like
what?
Dustin Hopkins, his Twitter handle is like nuked a bomb. Like what? How would you?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if it still is. Isn't Turn on Dime is what's his face?
Yeah.
Like you've got to look up people's specific. There's two Brandon Marshalls.
I don't understand.
Block every Brandon Marshall.
Like, that's a pretty common name.
I'm not saying that they're like coworkers, but like you work on the sideline next to these players. They obviously you're a part of the game. But imagine if you walked into any other work environment and you were told do not speak to that person. If that person enters the room, you have to leave. Like anywhere else. That wouldn't even be close to being okay.
Yeah,
it's super weird. And then it's just, there's just this double standard of like, if you were to ask a football team why they have cheerleaders, I'm not saying this is the reason anyone should have cheerleaders, but I think many, especially in closed rooms, would be like, it's entertaining, they're nice to look at, blah, blah, blah. And then you tell them that they can't be looked at. I don't, like, it's just the
not
hypocrisy.
By anyone else?
Right, the hypocrisy of the team. It's all around wrong, but it's like going on their logic, if that's what they're there for, then why can't they do that?
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, if you're going to make them wear skimpy outfits, then why can't they wear a skimpy outfit on their own time?
Yeah. When I used to intern for the Eagles for a couple years while I was in college, and the cheerleaders there had like a lingerie calendar that was like, here, there's merchandise of this. But we also did have, we had rules where like we weren't supposed to go out or fraternize with the players it's as just, interns.
Like, there's just this idea that like an athlete is everyone's ideal man and we're all trying to sleep with them. Like, we get it as women that work in sports. People are always like, oh, which athlete is she banging? Or when I'm done, like, if I do an interview with someone, the YouTube comments are like, oh, she sucked his dick. And it's like, guys, I know you might think I walk around constantly looking for some dick, but I don't. I wonder how the team would react if a player was like, I'd like to talk to that cheerleader. Can you unmake her, unblock me on social media? I feel like the team would go, absolutely.
That's so weird.
Absolutely, Mr. Sneed. We will make sure that she unblocks you. Does he still play?
Was that Willie Sneed? Is that who you're talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He still plays.
Mr. Sneed.
Of all the players in the NFL, you're
thinking, he's a dirty. No, I don't. I was thinking of the Saints because that's the story about the Saints.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
It's kind of funnier if it's random.
Go ahead. Your turn.
My tournament bracket selection criteria.
Why are you talking in the Dateline voice?
Real. I try to be like you. Turns out that was actually really good insight.
Now, I'm sorry, just to so that we have all the facts straight. Are you talking about the thing you actually said on the podcast or the real stat that
Okay.
Because what you said on the podcast was they need to have an I in their last name.
Yep.
And the real stat was?
First and last name.
First and or first,
first
or?
First or, sorry.
So we're going by a coach that has an I in either their first or last name or both.
Correct.
And they wear... Is there a uniform color?
Blue in their jersey, and they were a 3 seed or higher.
So just Bill Self.
Bill Self is in there. Jay Wright.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
John Boleyn from Michigan. And then that, like I said, that upper left quadrant, the South division, didn't have a candidate that fit the bill.
Okay.
So they're the wild
card. What's their coach's name? Sister Jean. There's an I in sister, but there's no I in Jean. I'm hearing now her first name is not Sister.
Not officially.
Her first name's Jean. All right. Well, then what's her last name? Well,
if
she's married to God, then I would say her last name is Christ. Jean Christ.
Her name is Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt.
Woo! Nice. Got an I in there. Schmidt. Dolores. Dolores is such a strong middle name.
It really is.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. Her name is my name, too. She's a sister, so that's, just so you guys know, a nun is technically married to the Lord. That's why I said that. I don't know if people at home are like, that's blasphemous. It's actually not. It is canon. She's given herself to the Lord.
That's true.
Right.
How you guys doing in your bracket?
Did you
want
to go back to basketball now?
Okay. Just if you're, well,
I haven't looked at my bracket since the second day.
Ooh, let's look at it.
No.
Watch your reaction live.
No, I don't. Keep talking while
I mostly just wanted to bring it up so I could say
you didn't want to talk about anything else in the news having to do with the tournament.
My facts are good.
So how are you doing in the bracket?
Not great. Here's the reason why.
Did you follow your advice?
I did, but I picked wrong. I picked UNC instead of Michigan.
Right.
And I picked Duke over Kansas. So I only have one team left.
Stupid.
But I picked Villanova to win it all. So moral victories.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. I'm okay.
I'm not logged in on my work computer, which don't even can get me started. For this tournament challenge thing, somebody sets up the account for me and emailed me a password, though I already have an ESPN account. And so my work computer, I would have to log out of all of my emails and stuff to then log back in just to check my bracket, which is the only thing that exists on this account. So I'm going to try to find it in my phone. Like, this is a perfect encapsulation of last week's podcast. I can see where I am. Oh, you can pull it up because I'm the star of the group.
Well,
based on merit. I'm in the 20th percentile.
Yes. So you are.
I'm 13.9 millionth in the whole ESPN thing out of what, 14 million?
Is it really 14?
I don't know. I have 440 points. Is that bad?
That's not good. So you're in the top 80%.
My final four. Okay, so my final four was UVA, UNC, Wichita State, and Kansas! Fuck with the kid. I still have one team alive. But they were not the team that I picked. I did have them going to the final against UVA. Again, eliminated in the first round by a...
That'll happen.
By a 16 seed. But... I predicted the score of 83-77. We'll see if that was right.
Ooh, oh. Fingers crossed.
We'll see if that was right. And if it is...
That's almost harder than the whole bracket itself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If you nail the score...
That'd be amazing.
It's a very light laptop top.
Hey, thank you.
It's a light laptop.
A laptop.
Cool, Top, what's your story?
Can I just say... I just really quickly want to say this, because I never... I'm terrible at these things.
Are you going to brag?
Yeah.
Oh, God. We can... he edits.
He edits it.
Hey, Dop, edit this out. Go ahead, Dop.
What if you just make noise the whole time in the back behind?
There are 21,000 users.
Ooh, he can't use it. He can't use it.
Stop it. I just want
to
say one thing.
Drink you away.
There are 21,000 entries in your Katie Nolan Tournament Challenge group.
Yeah.
I'm in 94th.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dop.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks. Okay. You want to know my story now?
That's so cool. Tell me more about it. Tell me about your fantasy team.
This is...
Oh, I want to know. Who are you taking in the first round? Are you going wide receiver?
You do well at this.
Tell me more.
Seriously.
Do you believe in reaching for a running back?
I feel like it's not reaching anymore.
It's not reaching?
No.
Oh, my God. Tell me about your philosophy. Oh, do you do one of those are you in an IDP league? Because I'd love to know your thoughts on half of sacks, half points for sacks.
You want to know my thoughts on half of sacks?
Okay. Anyway, that does set you up perfectly for the news story you brought today. I glimpsed the headline in the doc, and I'm not sure where we're going with this, but I'll let you take it so that I don't get in trouble.
You can ride a sex toy at a museum in New York City.
That's right, folks. You can ride... a sex toy at a museum in New York. You can also ride one on the subway, I learned a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Just a woman was feeling very free.
I'd like to start with your story and then finish with my story. That's way better than mine. New York's Museum of Sex
has been around for a while.
Yep, that is an actual thing. They have a device called the Cowgirl.
Oh, boy.
That you can get on at the museum. They encourage patrons to be able to try it out.
I'm sorry.
Over clothing. There's no, like, not clothing on it.
I'm sorry. I saw a picture of it.
Yes.
You can't put it over clothing.
Well, you were wearing clothes. They don't let you take your pants off to use it.
No, right. But part of it goes into the side of you.
Well, there are two different... That's a great question. There are two different little nubs that you can have on this thing.
Oh, my God.
$1,995. But the idea, listen.
Whoa. To ride it is $1,000?
No. To buy it. You can buy it for $2,000.
Not the one in the showroom.
Time out. I'm so confused right now. Can I run through my questions and you can just answer them for me?
Yes.
Number one, why did you bring this story?
I thought it was weird that they would, like, people can sit there watching you do this. And the fact that people would want to be like, yes, I want to ride it in front of strangers.
Wait. Number two, it's in the basement?
In the basement of the New York's Museum of Sex.
But do you have to, like, seek it out? Or is it like, hey, sex machine, follow this way? Or is it like a hidden, New York loves to do this thing where we have hidden bars where it looks like a museum and then you say the password and you get to go into this speakeasy and really it's just the same as every other fucking bar?
Right. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure. They didn't say in the article.
Ugh. I wish you had thought that through. Like one step beyond crazy headline, right?
Right.
I didn't even think mine through one step. No. And yet it was less uncomfortable.
Safer. Yeah.
You're in a podcast with two women.
Sometimes you swing and miss, Katie. I'm sorry. I will do better next time.
Hey, guys. Here's my news story this week. There was a glory hole at this place I went. Like, do I use it or do I not? Am I a bad person if I used it? It was only for 5 minutes. Okay. So this week's bracket, in honor, that's right, we're doing a bracket again. If you don't like it, it's okay, it'll be over probably soon. We're doing, in honor of Loyola Chicago, the Cinderella team, making it to the Final Four, an Elite Eight bracket of Disney princesses. But before we get to that, we need to talk about these shoes I am currently wearing on my feet. They're called Allbirds.
Yes.
Allbirds wool runners are comfy shoes made from sheep. Did we follow up on that?
No.
Okay, we'll do that for next time. Probably because you're spending too much time on the wrong parts of the internet. Made from sheep. Allbirds sent all three of us a pair of wool runners, if we're being honest, and I think they're great. I think they're soft and comfy and fluffy. I found out that you can also wash them.
Mm-hmm.
A huge benefit, especially in the conversation about whether or not you're supposed to wear socks. You just throw them into a laundry bag, wash them, and then let them air dry. That is huge.
Yeah.
If you've ever had a pair of shoes that you wear no socks with. I won't name any brands here in an ad read for a different company. But there are a couple shoes you're not supposed to wear socks with, and after 3 days or one drizzle outdoors, you're like, well, these are trash now. Not Allbirds. They're designed simply with no unnecessary logos. You can wear them to work or to play in the office or out in the town or on a allegedly muddy hike with your dogs. When you're actually hiking off to the Museum of Sex.
Oh, God.
Anyway, it's New Zealand merino wool. It requires 60% less energy to produce than typical synthetic materials used in shoes. So it should make you feel good about the environment, and you don't actually have to do anything. These are great shoes that just also happen to be made in a way that's better for the environment, except for maybe the sheep. We're gonna get to.
Still checking on that. Still checking.
I'm just kidding. Are we gonna get in trouble for that? Allbirds is on a mission to prove that comfort, style, and sustainability don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can be all three things at one time. Go to allbirds.com and find your pair of soft, cozy, comfy. Did anyone have any other adjectives? Soft, cozy, comfy.
Glorious.
Warm, cute.
Snuggly.
Stop. Just any adjective.
No, I just feel like I just feel very uncomfortable to even chime in at this point.
Uncomfortable. That's not a good adjective.
They are comfortable.
You said they were uncomfortable.
Comfortable.
Okay, so to get your comfortable shoes made from sheep that Dop is following up on, the Wool Runner from Allbirds, allbirds.com. Do it. Well, now that we crashed and burned our way through that ad read, we're getting into the Disney princess bracket. Now, a couple learns from the last bracket. I seeded them and made the bracket for things that upset me. And it made my life too hard because I made decisions to then have to make decisions. So this time we've given all of that to Dop because what the f*** does he do here?
That's such a terrible decision too, right?
He browses through weird news articles and pronounces comfortable wrong and vegetables. And so we had to give him something to do. So Dop is going to give us the bracket. We're doing the original eight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a hockey fan. It's only original six teams. We're only doing original eight princesses, which means I'm just going to list them before you put them, not in any order. Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, which is Sleeping Beauty, Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas, and Mulan. We didn't include any of the new ones because this is a 75-minute podcast as it is. And we just need to find a way to hurry it up. So this is what we're trying to do. Dop, without further ado...
Our first matchup.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. Literally without further
ado. Disney princess bracket is Snow White versus Aurora.
Oh. That's easy.
I hope we agree because I also think it's easy.
Okay. Well, even if we don't agree.
It's your podcast. I know.
So Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, 1959, that movie.
That's old.
Yeah, it is really old. But you know what's older? Snow White, 1937. Snow White. To clear my throat, because I know people don't like when you talk with stuff in your throat. See what I did there?
I do.
Snow White, 1937, the OG, the reason that all of these films are able to be made. Snow White is far and away better than Aurora. Here's the thing. Aurora, I love naps.
Naps are great.
I love naps. But she naps through a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's when she's 16, so it's not the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the... It makes me uncomfortable, Sleeping Beauty.
The premise of it is a little weird. I think Aurora's... I agree with you. It's Snow White to go through. I think Aurora's put in a tough spot. She gets sent away when she's really young and doesn't have a whole lot of dialogue before she falls asleep for the bulk of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the movie's really about the fairies versus Maleficent, and Prince Charming is just there,
right,
like, as a bonus.
She's napping.
So we don't know much about her.
Napping through her life story,
yeah,
which is the name of my autobiography. Napping through life with Katie and Aurora. the dialogue she does have, important to note, with animals.
Yeah.
And
she's cool with the animals, so that's
they all
something.
Are. That is a
most
running thread.
Yeah.
A running thread through here.
She does look great.
And
in
here's
her sleep.
This is also important. So she doesn't shower.
No, because she's sleeping.
She's sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how is she? How is her hair?
How is her hair so
look
perfect?
Look, it's so flossy. Mm. By the third week, she'd be a greasy, smelly mess.
Right.
Unless someone's giving her a sponge bath, and if they are, why aren't we should
creepy.
Be looking into that? Who's doing that? The other thing, she doesn't age while she's napping, because I know at one point Maleficent wants to take the prince and hide him away, lock him away till he gets really, really, really old, and then bring him to her and wake her up, and have him be in love with a girl who's 16, which is creepy as fuck. That's how you know Maleficent's like really fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
That she's thinking that far. Like, I want to get you really old and gross and bring you back to see, you know, the princess you fell in love with who hasn't aged a day.
It's a long game.
I would take that nap, though.
And no drool.
No drool.
Like,
you look beautiful
nap.
And you don't age at all. Imagine if you could do that every night when you go to bed. I certainly wouldn't stay up until 5 in the morning playing Fortnite. I would go to bed at a normal hour. How about this? The whole reason that started, the whole reason that Aurora got put to sleep is because Maleficent didn't get invited to the christening.
I know.
Who gives a sh? I just want it to be on the record. If you don't invite me to your christening / baby shower / wedding bridal shower / and I will not be mad enough that I curse your child. I will be thrilled. Thrilled, I say. So yeah, Snow White, we'll get into her more as things go on. But
like, is it weird that Maleficent just showed up without being invited at all?
Yeah, it's weird that there's evil fairies. The word fairy does not in any way
feel
lend
evil.
Itself to there's good ones and bad ones. It just feels like, no, they're all good and adorable. Like Tinkerbell.
Mm.
Is she a princess?
She is not. She was originally, but she got demoted.
Whoa!
Yeah, but it's
pretty fucked up considering that the fairies do most of the work in these stories.
I think it was because she became so successful. She's her own franchise. Like, she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Peter
wow.
Pan does not.
Okay,
Tink does.
So for, but Tink.
She's not even a
is there
person.
No, right. Is that a, are we just, no rules? Just right? Outback Steakhouse on the Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
Tinkerbell.
She's big. Very
she's
popular.
She's fake.
That's true.
Wait, does Mickey Mouse have one?
I would assume so.
What is
Snow
this?
Snow White has one.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
All right.
Yeah.
This is messed up.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
Next
I have
matchup.
Way too many notes, by the way, to the point where I'm going to miss half the things I want to say because I have 7 note cards just about the princesses. When you go back and refresh your brain on all these stories, refresh your memory is the phrase I was looking for.
Yeah, no
when you
deal.
Go back and like read about the stories, like, wait, that's really weird. These stories are really weird. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, next matchup. Belle versus Jasmine.
What?
This is a tough one.
Okay, so Belle, obviously, from Beauty and the Beast, Jasmine from Aladdin. This is really hard. They came out a year apart from each other. 91 for Beauty and the Beast, 92 for Jasmine. These are hard to do because it's hard to remain neutral. If you had a favorite as a kid, that's going to be your favorite.
It's tough.
And Beauty and the Beast was my favorite.
Really?
Well, Beauty and the Beast was my second favorite.
Behind what?
We'll get there.
Okay.
But as like, was Belle your favorite?
I loved
Disney
Belle.
Princess
because yeah. Belle was smart. She loved books. She
I
liked to read,
her.
And I loved that the town didn't like her and thought she was weird because she reads books.
She's the only brunette in the whole town.
What a weirdo reading them books! It's like, oh god,
I'm really upset that these two are going head to head.
That's
this
why
early.
I put them there. Actually.
No,
why?
That's not. You aren't supposed to want to make our lives miserable.
Oh.
First, he did it with his news choice.
I'm
now
sorry.
He's doing it with the why did we leave 8? Princesses in Dop's hands.
I don't know.
Because you guys couldn't be objective. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. Don't you love the fact that Belle was like the original Girl Next Door?
Oh, God. Get out of my face.
What?
With that weird trope bullshit. The original,
I love
original
the fact
Girl Next Door.
That she was the first like proactive princess. Like, she's the one steering the story in a way that like the other princesses were doing their best to cope with what was handed to them.
The amount of time spent on developing her as a character was one of the first female characters in like a Disney movie that they did that with. Normally these movies that were about the women weren't really about the women. They were about the fairies and the princes and the whatever. But this was developing her as a character and gave her a personality.
On the other hand, Jasmine is is the only Disney princess that's like in a supporting role. Like Belle is the star. Cinderella is the star. Snow White is coming out in a few years.
Fight Night with Snow White.
She's like, but she's so strong as a character that she made herself memorable. She pretends to be in love with Jafar. Yeah.
For a minute there, so that Aladdin can pull his little trick.
Yeah.
Like she pretends she's being hypnotized. Like she's smart.
Yeah, she is really smart. She's really smart.
And her outfit.
She wears pants. Her best friend is a tiger.
Okay, dude, she wears pants, but she's figured out the way to wear pants that aren't pants.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're like soft and they look like pajamas in the sexiest way. So big ups to her on that.
Yeah.
Cause like, I would love to just walk around in sweatpants all the time, but I could not pull off the Jasmine outfit.
Yeah.
Even remotely.
Mm-mm.
Her best friend is a tiger, which is pretty, pretty cool.
She refuses an arranged marriage. She refuses to be set up. I am not a prize to be won. She falls in love with the poor guy, has the
because she has all these like
she looks past all that poorness. No, she has all these princes like being laid out in front of her, and she's like, no, I like this guy.
Then he becomes a prince,
right? But he's not technically, and I think most impressively,
riff raff.
She gets the Sultan to change the laws of Agrabah.
Whoa!
Like she changes the law going forward.
That
which
what
is pretty badass.
Which is what was the law?
All princesses must marry a prince.
What a dumb law.
That was the whole, like, setup of the thing.
Yeah,
like, her dad
could have
just changed that in the beginning.
It's also funny that Disney, which is, the happy ending at the end of Sleeping Beauty, is that she gets to be with her arranged marriage guy forever. And now we flash forward to Jasmine, who's like, I don't like to be in arranged marriages. Like, oh, you knew that. So you know that that's a thing that women can feel. And yet it was given as the prize at the end of the other ones. Oh, you get to be with that man you were promised to.
Yeah.
I love her. I don't want to eliminate her, but we cannot knock Belle out in the first round.
I agree. That's why I was singing her praises, because...
Speaking of things that are based off of when we were kids... like the being promised to somebody. Do you know why? Do you remember the reason why they made the beast into the beast? Like what he did that got him cursed?
He didn't let an old woman
into his house? An old woman came to a party. He was having a lavish party. He was 16, I believe.
11.
A lavish party.
Well, so if you go backwards, it's
Are you doing the Disney story or the original, like?
I'm doing from the movie.
Right.
Okay, so this is one of my biggest pet peeves. So the rose has to fall before his 21st birthday, or before the petal falls on his 21st birthday, he has to fall in love. Right? And it's like falling at the end.
Okay.
In the song Be Our Guest, they say, 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting.
So
which
11.
Means she came when he was 11 years old.
So she comes and she wants to trade a rose in exchange for a place to stay. And he laughs at her and shuts her out into the cold. First of all, if you're 11, you're not making household decisions.
Exactly.
If you're getting asked at 11 if you can stay, you're like, well, hold on, let me go ask my mom. Mom! You're like, but you, he...
Like,
and so
you
we
should
curse
shut the door
him.
On a stranger.
And then here's the other thing. We curse him that he has to fall in love by the time he's 21. Like, hello, it's me, 31-year-old Katie Nolan. And I'm really glad that no one's putting these lifetime term limits on, like, when these decisions need to be made by.
Yeah.
But like, it comes up a lot.
Not even just him, the whole castle. Like, why do all of the people who work there need to suffer for the mistakes, the misjudgment of an 11-year-old?
And don't tell me that clock would be thrilled about it, or that Chip and Mrs. Potts would be like, oh, we love him. He means well. That 11-year-old just turned you into fucking kitchenware for the rest of your life. I can get you on sale at Best Buy. Right? Nope. At Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yes. There we go. We got there.
Sometimes the hotness of the takes overwhelms me and I say incorrect words.
It feels like she set him up a little bit. Like, I'm an old woman coming, and if you don't let me stay in your house, I'm going to curse you. Like, why?
She brought a rose.
She brought a rose.
In the middle of winter.
An enchanted rose.
And said that she needed to stay here. It's like, this is a test.
Well, it's probably like,
a test.
It was the OG Saw. She was the original Saw movies.
Right.
Oh, God.
Where she was like, I need you to do the right thing. And then when they don't do the right thing, you toss them into a vat of ground up pigs or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's just out here trying to make the world a better place. And she's doing it by turning men into beasts, and then all the poor people who work there and are employed by his
because that's their fault.
Family is turning them into
candlesticks.
So I think we're going with Belle, though, right?
Yeah.
I have a lot more to say about her. Oh, my God, that next round looks awful. Belle and Snow White.
I'm already really upset with Top.
All right, next round we have...
I should have organized this better. I'm stressing out.
Ariel versus Pocahontas.
Okay. I'm really sorry.
What are you sorry?
A clear winner for me.
Yeah.
Ariel's my favorite princess. I watched that movie so much growing up that my mom was very sick of it. Snow White was her favorite. And Ariel was mine.
So let's talk about Pocahontas.
Okay.
There are some awesome things.
1995, by the way, just to put these all in context for you. So this is after Aladdin, after Beauty and the Beast, and obviously after Sleeping Beauty.
She is very adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
She makes peace between two feuding groups.
Tries to,
right. This is the first time it's an adult female, which is nice. You see a nice adult female instead of a 15-year-old.
How old is she? How do you know?
She's 19.
That's technically...
Right on the
sorry,
edge.
Sorry, 18.
That is right, definitely...
Right on the edge
that
there.
Is a legal adult.
Yep, right there on the edge.
This was the first time
I'm thinking
Disney
like, oh, is she in her 30s? What an amazing redemption story. Nope.
I don't know if you want to keep going on like great stuff she does. Like she's an environmentalist. Every time you go canoeing, you sing just around the riverbend, just in general.
You're listing amazing things she does, and you have not said yet that her best friend is a raccoon.
Miko, I think, is my favorite sidekick.
And a humming.
Yeah, that's a.
I know that's not. I know that's not the case.
Egregious.
I've heard you say things already in this room that make that not the case. You know, my favorite sidekick was
Ashley.
Sebastian.
Oh.
and I Googled him just now because we got into a debate that. Okay, so he's a crab.
Yeah.
I have long thought. and by long, I mean every minute until this past minute, thought he was a lobster.
No.
I'm in a room of people that don't think that that's...
He's clearly a crab.
Always been a crab.
Okay, cool. So we've understood the truth is he's a crab, but at no point you thought the bright red sea creature crustacean was a lobster?
No.
Never once. You guys are assholes.
Sorry.
You never once thought that when you were a child, when that movie came out, 1989, you did not think that.
No.
At the age of two.
Seven.
Okay. Maybe.
Four.
Okay. Ashley, look at me. You were four. You thought, crab!
I'm pretty sure he's like the chef says, like stuffed crab is their specialty.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people think people confuse crustaceans all the time. Just ask the gooey duck. I'm saying you can say tell me it's a crab. It's clearly in my head a lobster. He's red. You've never seen a red crab. They don't stick out of the. I don't like this new knowledge I've discovered. I don't like learning things for the first time at this age that I should have known for a very long time.
Oh gosh.
What?
This weekend, you guys are going to make fun of me again.
What? Did you learn something that you never knew?
Yeah!
Do you have one too?
No.
Ugh, of course you wouldn't. You're never wanting to
I'm
be
the
vulnerable.
Worst. Stop it.
I know everything. I'm dumb.
I just found out John Lennon got shot.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
You didn't know that?
Oh my God.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's why Paul McCartney was a part
that's
of the...
That's what started the whole spiral of me going down the wormhole of,
marches.
Oh my gosh, he got murdered?
What?
Yeah, I didn't know because I had gone to Central Park before and with my father-in-law had seen Strawberry Fields and was like making this whole thing about it. Yeah. Didn't know what it was.
What?
And then I saw the Paul McCartney say, you know, one of my good friends was a victim of gun violence, and I was like, oh, is one of the Beatles shot? And then I was like, oh, I wonder if that Strawberry Fields thing. And I googled like Beatles shot Strawberry
that
Fields
is
question
so
mark.
Much more embarrassing than thinking that that is a crab or a lobster. Okay.
It was, yeah,
thank
I spent
you.
A lot of time reading about it.
I'm holding Ashley's hand. Thank you so much.
It happened a while ago.
Thank
I like
so
said
much.
To Steve, I was like, did you know John? And he was like, what did you just say to me? Did
you
may, just, what?
Yeah, you may think that it's in their contract that if I say something embarrassing, they have to then embarrass themselves even more. I promise that it isn't, but boy, do I love them for
I
it.
Just do it
it's
naturally.
Job security. It's really good job security. So, yep, that's right. We all knew that Sebastian was a crab.
Yep.
Pocahontas It's not, look, it's not her fault that the story is kind of problematic. As I was reaching back, like studying it over again, studying, when I read the Wikipedia page is what I mean. It's more like Romeo and Juliet than I realized. Two warring families, obviously family is in quotes because they're not all families, and the kids fall in love with each other. And then there's the scene where the guy that that she's supposed to marry killed by the guy on John Smith's side of things.
Like Mercutio and Thomas.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's a little bit, but then it's also obviously Avatar. The movie Avatar is just Pocahontas.
Yeah. I thought about it differently than that.
What did you think about it as, Dop?
It feels like a spring break movie to me.
What?
Like John Smith comes over to like hang out and like Pocahontas already has a boyfriend. And then they like, you know, they kiss
Her boyfriend, the man you just referred to as her boyfriend, again, Pocahontas, much like Jasmine, and I'm just realizing we're eliminating the people who are promised to somebody and then are like, nope, I'm not going to go along with this, where you've now eliminated both of them. This isn't a feminist bracket. It's just a...
oh, it can be.
There's
still time. Okay, here's my major issue with Pocahontas is the historical inaccuracy.
Right, but that's not her fault.
No, it's not, but it's real hard for me to get past. Like, it's bad. It's really bad.
It is bad. If you're watching a Disney movie to learn about history, then you're in a bad place in general.
No, but I think people who are watching Disney movies aren't watching it to learn about history, but inadvertently, you're misrepresenting it in a way that's super offensive.
We're also being taught that as a woman... You can fall in love with a man when you're being christened, and in order for you to wake up from years of slumber, he is going to kiss you on your mouth.
Golden slumber.
While you're asleep.
Do you want to know
without your consent in any way, shape, or form?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're taught.
And she's 16 at the time.
16.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty messed up.
How old's he?
It's really messed up.
No one cares.
The idea that we are taught, if we're taught the wrong things about, you know, John Smith coming over to America and the way he handled Native Americans, why do they have to name him John Smith? Why don't you just make a...
Because that was, actual John Smith was a person.
Right, but why wouldn't they just name a fictional character?
That's
then they
the
don't
point.
Have
like,
to worry
you can
about
make
this.
A fictional movie and not make it Pocahontas. Like, if you're going to tell her story, tell her story.
Right, but we're also being told that you can know who your true love is at the age of 16. Disney taught us a lot of wrong stuff.
Yeah. This one's pretty egregious. So okay, I'm good with moving Ariel on.
But just real quick, shout out to Colors of the Wind.
Yes.
One of the top 5, 10 Disney. Every time we did this, I realized like every movie, all the songs are so
the
good. That's not a hot take, obviously. But like, man, I think it would be a really cool achievement to go back in time and be able to have written one of those songs. What incredible songs forever. So Ariel's moving on to the next round.
Okay.
Sorry to Pocahontas. I really love how peaceful that she is.
Okay, next one. We have Cinderella going up against Mulan.
Oh, boy.
This to me is not close at all.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
I agree with...
Really?
Not that my opinion matters here.
Well, I mean, we haven't really let you talk. That's because your spring break take was horrible. You're right.
It was
okay, Katie,
really
it's your turn.
Bad. Did I ever let him finish it? I think I cut it off to save him, and I never went back to it.
It's okay. I feel like after that.
I did not let him go back to it because it was really weird.
After the news, I'm just happy to be the voice.
It was really weird.
It was strange.
Do you want to finish?
No, it's okay.
About
I don't need
spring
to finish.
Break?
No. It'll be like it'll be like my sex news story. I don't need to finish.
When you and the people you show up on spring break with wreak havoc on a local people, on a native people?
No.
You want to talk
Wait,
about
that's what
your
you thought
spring
I was
break
saying?
Tape? It's like when Ryan Lochte travels internationally.
Oh, it's a modern-day Pocahontas story. Ryan Lochte is...
No, what were you going to say?
I forget
at this
point.
You fall in love with a local?
I think Mulan
and
is
And then you kill her dad.
Dope. Mulan is one of my favorite Disney princesses.
Oh, we're talking about Mulan now.
Yes.
Okay.
But for me, it's not even close because I think she is awesome.
I don't want to get yelled at. I didn't see Mulan.
What?
I didn't see Mulan. I haven't seen Mulan.
Wow.
Oh,
I missed
no.
a window in which you can see it, and I didn't see it. And now if I go back, it's like, well, I'm not
What do you mean a window? 16. Why you gotta be 16?
1998. What? It was almost like, I feel like when it came out, that was the time in my life when I was like, I'm too old for kid stuff. I was 11.
Okay.
And I think I was like rebelled against, you know.
You just did the head shake with her hands on
like,
her hips.
I don't listen to, you know, I was obsessed with Disney movies when I was little. And this felt like the first time I was like, you know what? Not going to see it. Not going to see
that
it.
That was a mistake.
I know.
That's
going to
make
I
the rest
like
of this
out.
Real hard.
I know. But I did, don't worry, I did my due diligence. And I will say, again, what I just said, one of my favorite Disney songs is in that movie. And it's testament to that movie that I know every word to
the song.
Be a man. That's
yeah.
Awesome. It's so good.
I'll
that
make a
song
man
is
out
a
of you.
Is fucking masterpiece.
It's a banger.
It's a master class. Not this week. They didn't. Nope. No words. No extra words for me this week. But I have questions about Mulan.
Okay. Well, let's save them for the next round.
Oh, well, you're just gonna. Whoa!
Wow.
Whoa!
That is presumptuous.
And let's talk about Cinderella
pump
instead.
The break. Cinderella came out in 1950. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
Cinderella came out in 1950. She lost both of her parents at a young age, forced to work as a maid, living with her evil stepmother and evil stepsisters. What, Dop? Is this like that time that you and your friends
I just wanna
stayed
say
at
one,
a hostel?
I just want to say one thing.
With three bitchy women.
Great movie, though, Hostel. Listen, Cinderella,
what?
Just like Snow White, they were both scullery maids.
Yes.
Both.
That's what you brought
to their stepmoms. It just feels
maids.
Like they're like retelling the same story.
Yes, they do retell the same story. They're all friends with animals. Mm-hmm. If you take your life lessons from Disney movies, it's like you don't need parents. Everything that is going to happen to you in your life happens before the age of 20. Before the age of like around, if at 18 you're not figuring it out, you're fucked. And your best friend is an animal or an inanimate household object.
That's fair.
Don't trust women. Especially older women, they're going to hate you and be jealous of you and try to trick you. Fairies are dope, but there are evil ones. And a prince is the only, like, if he says yes, it's yes. Do it. That's consent.
She does subscribe to my favorite motto, which is work hard and be nice to people.
That's your motto.
Yeah. I have it on a little pencil holder in my office.
Oh, did you bring your pencil holder when you were late to the podcast today?
Can we go back to making fun of Dub?
I've been getting it too much. We need to be nicer.
We need to be, if you want to immediately raise the good mood in this room, let's talk about Gus Gus.
With all the cheese? Gus-Gus. Oh, Gus Gus.
Gus Gus.
The cat named Lucifer?
Gus Gus. Yeah, it's a well-named cat.
It's yeah, lots of good villains in that one.
Gus Gus.
There is a real...
that's my limited fake. Gus Gus.
Can you say Gus Gus in a southern accent?
Oh, Gus Gus. No. Nope.
That's how it's
the
too
answer
long.
Is no.
Yeah. Yeah.
The answer
man.
Is no. Lots of bangers from Cinderella. When You Wish Upon a Star.
Mm-hmm.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. We're a Disney podcast, so we can do
we
whatever
can do
we
wow.
want
We can
to.
Do it, Doug.
I thought that was the real
when
thing.
You're fast asleep. That progression is beautiful.
It's very beautiful
so pretty.
Music.
Oh, it's so pretty. Okay, but the shoe doesn't make sense.
No.
We all wear, like, if it's a 7, anybody could have come and put that shoe on.
Oh, I have a different issue with
it. Is it a sample size?
It's a magic shoe, so it's, like, only going to fit on her foot.
Yeah.
But my issue is, like, he fell in love with her after spending a few hours with her.
Still longer than most of the princes.
Not enough time for her, for him to remember her face, what
yeah,
her face looks like.
That's a pretty.
It's got to be if the shoe fits.
Well, because all of the magic made her look not poor.
Right.
It's because he's not a pervert and he wasn't focused in the wrong areas.
See, I feel like this
face?
Is just a cheap...
He's not a pervert and he's making every woman line up to put a shoe on?
That's
very
okay.
much
that's
like a pervert.
Okay, you're right.
He's
okay.
got a weird foot thing and he wants a way to touch every woman in the town's feet. Here's a question. Why is the line so long? You didn't dance with the prince. Stay home. Stay home.
They're just trying to find
everyone's like,
to marry
ooh,
him.
An excuse to be with the prince. He's gonna notice, probably. And if not,
they probably figure if he doesn't know what she looks like anyway, maybe I can shove my foot in here and we'll make it work.
Another huge issue with Cinderella, since you're gonna make me eliminate it, and I'm fine with that, but I want to get this out while we have the platform. Stop calling it a slipper. It is not comfortable. It's a fucking high-heeled shoe,
great
and it sucks.
I never thought of that.
And nobody thinks about it because it's like, oh, it's a glass slipper. No, it is a glass piece of shoe.
Yeah.
It's a glass stiletto.
And if you're sweating in that, your foot is sliding around, that is so uncomfortable. Mm.
Gross.
See you later, Cinderella.
Fine, move on to the next round.
Okay.
I feel like I've probably seen scenes of it. I just haven't seen the whole
thing. We're going to watch the entire thing.
Okay.
Twice.
Did they send me daughters? Sorry, I just hit play on this YouTube
video. Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
When I asked for sons. I'm now going to abuse this because Disney. Go ahead. Sorry. Next round.
All right, this next round, we're back to the top.
We're
Snow
in the final
White.
Four.
Snow White taking
Snow
on Belle.
Snow White versus Belle.
Again, easy for me.
You're going to get rid of Snow White?
I am.
Yeah, Belle's dope.
Although,
okay, dope.
You know what's crazy? What? Adjusted for inflation, Snow White is the 10th highest grossing movie ever.
It was the National Film Registry named it the greatest animated film of all time in 2008.
Is probably not right, but
no,
it's still really cool.
Since I'm just using this as a way to talk about the one we're obviously going to eliminate because I have issues and this is the only platform that I have.
Mm-hmm.
How much does a pig heart look like a human heart?
It's a great question, Katie.
Could I open up, let's say, a jeweled box that is supposed to contain a human heart, see a pig heart, and think it's a human heart?
If I told you that a pig heart, like a human heart, consists
Wait, are you reading it off something? Because otherwise, if this is an ocean sky thing, I just want to make sure you're sourcing.
The facts.
Right.
Listen, no one brings the science like I do.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me about the heart.
Like a human heart, a pig heart consists of four chambers, two atriums, and...
Atrias.
I think it's...
Atrias? Atreus.
Ataris.
Two Ataris and two ventricles. So
okay.
they are close to the same.
Okay. So that's it. That clears that up. That is no longer a gripe I have.
Okay.
Here's another thing. The huntsman tells Snow White that what's-her-face stepmom? Is her stepmom,
stepmom.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wants to kill her. And so... tells her to flee into the woods. Why? You're unsafe here. Run into the woods. Isn't there another town she could go to?
Couldn't he take her somewhere?
Couldn't he, he's a huntsman. Hop on my horse that I have, right? He has a horse. And I'll ride you to the nearest town and leave you with a friend of mine I met once while I was trading wares. I don't know.
Oh.
Why does he say run into the woods? Where she goes in and she makes friends, again, with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dwarfs, who only let her stay.
No.
Because she promises to cook and clean.
I'm kind of impressed. Like, she is 14 years old, flees into the
woods.
She's
14?
Yeah, she's the youngest. She's real young.
Ugh.
She, is alone in the woods, makes buddies, and, negotiates.
No, I'm impressed by...
Like a room and board system.
I'm sorry. I want to be clear. I am impressed by her.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
She's really impressive.
She's a young entrepreneur. The problem I have is with the huntsman saying, you're in danger. Woods, go there.
Just figure it out.
That's where I run from when I'm scared. You're running into the woods away from a lady who just wants to be pretty. A lady who I'm pretty sure dies by lightning.
Oh, how does she die? I don't remember how that ends.
Lightning strikes the queen and she dies.
Oh, wow.
Or is she a queen? I wrote queen.
Yeah, she's a queen.
Okay.
Crazy story.
Yeah, they're it becomes this big moment where it's very hyped up. She tries to throw a boulder at all the dwarfs.
Oh, that's right.
And the animals. And then lightning strikes her and she dies. Oh.
Oh.
All right. It's a real deus ex machina. I guess we'll just... She's dead now. And nobody questions it. You know what else
nobody questions?
You know what else nobody questions?
What, Katie?
They gave her an apple. So she gives her an apple.
Yep.
She eats the apple.
Yep.
The apple has what's called death's kiss in it.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what death's kiss is?
Tell me.
Oh, sorry. Sleeping death. I apologize.
Okay.
Man, I'm so embarrassed. It's called sleeping death. It's the same thing as sleeping beauty. It's you look... like you're dead, but you're awake and you're asleep.
Oh.
So the woman thinks that she's going to get, I keep wanting to say Maleficent. I'm getting them all confused, right?
She's just, I don't know if she has
What's
a name.
What's her name?
The evil queen.
Yeah, the bad queen.
So anyway, she thinks that people will think she's dead and they'll bury her alive. That's the goal. Have her eat this apple, look dead, get buried, and then boom, queen's back to being the sexiest lady in the land.
Mm-hmm.
This is because she doesn't know the lightning's going to happen.
Right.
Again, it's real problematic for me. So anyway, she gives her the apple the dwarves come home from, it feels weird saying that word, but it is the word from the movie. They come back from work, hard day in the mines. They think she's dead. They are, according to their Wikipedia, quote, unwilling to bury her out of sight in the ground, they instead place her in a glass coffin trimmed with gold in a clearing in the forest. I'm sorry, what?
That's weird.
Unwilling to bury her in the ground, they put her on display at a buffet,
yes,
where animals come to eat. And there's her body. That's not even the weirdest part. I wrote, animals are so respectful. Oh, God. The prince, who I don't know, but I'm pretty sure we don't meet until the end. It's not like she flees because a prince tells her that he's...
I think it's not the huntsman.
I don't think it's the same person.
It's not.
So it's... He's... This, it feels like somebody writing the script was like, oh, shit. We forgot the end. Well, a prince who had met and fell in love with her before learns of this, the fact that she's asleep. Oh, and I forgot to mention. I'm going way out of order. The thing that puts her asleep, she can be awoken by first true love's kiss. Pretty sure that's every movie that Disney's ever made. If a kiss from her true love will wake her up.
Mm-hmm. That's convenient.
Still waiting. So they wrote, a prince that had previously met and fell in love with her learns that she's asleep and goes to visit the coffin.
Previously met and fell in love with her?
14?
Didn't you say she's 14?
Pre-14.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
So, So a prince that loved her before when she, back when she was still cool, when she was
six.
10. Yeah. Back when she was still hot, not an old lady. He learns that she is sleeping in the woods in the glass gold coffin and is like, I'm going to go visit her. That's weird.
Gonna go see your
corpse. It's a red flag. It's a year later.
Is it?
It's a year later. I know. Did the dwarves not understand anything about decomp?
Maybe that's the way they make their glass cases.
If she still looks pristine, she's alive.
Something's up.
What about eating?
Up.
That whole time.
It's a magical
okay,
coma.
Well that, now
Dop,
you're, now you're nitpicking.
Oh, yeah. I'm nitpicking
willing
when
suspension
you guys are
of disbelief.
About
body. I'm not saying the body should have decomposed. How didn't it decompose? I'm saying how did nobody around go, weird, we buried her in glass and we have the we're in the perfect position to realize she's not dead. And yet a year later, here we are.
That's true.
Still thinking she's dead. If you're going to nitpick, you got to pick the right nits.
I'm sorry. You're right.
You got to pick the right nits.
That's my bad.
Do I have anything else on this? Saddened by her apparent death, he kisses her.
A year after she's dead.
A year after she's
opens
been dead.
Opens up the coffin.
Opens up the glass coffin.
In.
What do you think that coffin
in.
Smells like after a year of her laying
probably
in?
Delicious, considering
yeah,
nobody
strawberries, most likely.
Strawberry fields forever. Okay, let's go to the final two.
All right. No, next up we have...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ariel.
Wait, so to be clear, Belle is moving on.
Belle is moving on. Now it's Ariel versus Mulan.
Ariel.
Ariel.
I thought it was Ariel.
Oh, no, I wasn't
Sebastian
correcting you.
Sebastian says Ariel.
I'm sorry. I was not correcting you. I was
King
making
Triton says, Ariel? When he yells
okay,
there.
So, I was just making my pick. I wasn't correcting you. I don't care how you say it, as long as you say that it's moving on to the next round.
It is.
Here's what I don't get as the person who hasn't seen... I already moved it over. The person who hasn't seen Mulan. How does the doctor know for sure that she's a woman? She gets cut in the chest. He comes out and is like, she's an imposter. But is he saying that, is he talking about her boobs?
Yep.
Because I've seen dudes with boobs. I've seen dude boob.
Her body was not built like a person who has dude boobs.
And it took this long for anyone to notice.
She was taping them down.
Sure. So she had a great rack then. I've never seen the movie. I'm allowed to ask these questions.
Okay. You're missing.
I'm not understanding how that, unless the injury was to the upper thigh, then maybe I could get him being like, she's an imposter. Why was the doctor making her strip down?
There's a huge difference
though,
between dude boobs and...
She was unconscious.
Well, you haven't seen a lot of boobs. I have.
Okay.
Sorry, what?
She was unconscious.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. We need to be talking more about what that doctor did and if they were in any way, if it was a legal... Clearly, he saw more to her than her chest, is my point.
He's a doctor, though.
Yeah, if you're a doctor and you can't identify...
I don't know. I don't like it. It doesn't sit right with me.
I have a real issue that you already wrote down, Ariel.
Okay, tell me why.
Because
I'll pretend to care.
Mulan is by far and away the best Disney princess from this list.
Excuse me?
Fact.
Excuse? False. She's not even a princess.
they changed the rules of criteria for princess because Mulan is so badass.
Okay, what is it then?
It's you are either royal by birth or by marriage, or you perform an act of such epic heroism like Mulan that you can be incorporated.
Like when I brought that guy his laptop.
Yeah.
At airport security. Mm-hmm.
She is the only one who takes down the villain herself. Oh, and P.S., she saves China! She saves China!
Why are you saying it like Trump?
Oh, and it,
China! She saves China!
She is unbelievable. She protects her family.
Yes,
she protects her country. She is smart. She is clever. She is physically strong. She's courageous. She defies gender stereotypes.
Okay, great. And I you know I'm with you on all of this, but it comes down to, like, are we picking, like, what are we picking? When you think Disney princess, Mulan is not one of the first ones you think of. Yes, as a character, exploding the genre, essentially, like throwing caution to the wind and getting rid of all the stuff they used to do, like arranged marriages and all that stuff we've been talking about, this kissing a woman to wake her from her coma, falling in love with her when she's 12. Like, she bucks all that. She fights with the dudes, and later she gets the dudes to dress up as women to sneak in to be, and she's the smart one who's in charge, and she tells people and small dragons what to do, and they do it. And the dude is hot.
Yep.
Can I say that?
I think
yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, if he's like 15, I don't know. he's hot.
I think Jasmine's
okay,
the
we're
best
not,
out of all of them.
Not,
come on.
No.
You wanted to talk about how good the dudes are? Come on.
We're so far
why
past
did I get that.
That? You don't objectify women.
Okay.
And also, didn't we say Jasmine was...
No, Jasmine's 15.
15, dog.
I literally can't say it about any of them on this. Wait,
yeah.
One of them was 18.
Oh, you poor thing, you're
18?
So oppressed.
I can 18. Say it about Pocahontas. That's the only
Why
one.
Why don't you? You're so oppressed. He's not allowed to say that a 15-year-old's hot. Poor Dops. Anyway, yes, I get it. I think she's incredible. I don't know she can't beat Ariel.
In what? I feel like she could beat her in anything.
Not in recognizable as Disney princess.
So I didn't realize we were doing most recognizable.
No, it's
packets,
just best
though.
Disney princess. It's not best person who played a Disney. Like, it's she's great and awesome, but like, I haven't seen the movie, and I don't think that's insane. I know a lot of people who have not.
That's a good
Mulan's
point.
When they stopped. Like, it's when it started to taper off.
I agree with that.
So she's incredible. And you're absolutely right. But Ariel is iconic. Like, have you seen the little girl on Steve Harvey's whatever show?
Yes.
Singing Part of Your World?
Yeah.
Like, you can't eliminate that.
It's your podcast, so I'm not going to, I mean, you're not going to convince me otherwise, but I defer to you. I love Ariel. She's great. To me, Mulan is the most badass awesome one, but Ariel is iconic.
Imagine going through all of that, what Ariel went through, and then finding out at the end that your dad had the power all along to turn you into a human, and he just wasn't doing it because he didn't like it. Imagine, like, selling your voice to Ursula so that you could try being a human. Also, what are the odds that you want to meet a human and you meet a prince on a ship, and that's who falls in love with you? Like,
so
amazing
good.
Odds.
So good for her.
What ship is that? Because I've tried Carnival. I've tried Royal Caribbean. I'm not finding the prince.
Norwegian,
but she goes up to her very first... That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a different line. They usually go different places. Her very first boat, very first human, prince falls in love with her. Amazing odds. I feel bad eliminating Mulan when I haven't seen the movie. But I can't not move Ariel on against a movie I've never seen. So I just need you to make an argument against Ariel, I think is what I'm missing. Like, I'm hearing Mulan is great. She was a warrior. She defeated the enemy herself. Great. But like, what's wrong with Ariel?
Not the sharpest tool in the shed, this
Ooh.
One. She's kind of dumb.
She has every tool in
she
her
doesn't
grotto.
Even, like...
A plenty.
She knows the words
that you want a thingamajig
and her treasure trove. But
you
doesn't
want a thingamajig? She's got
is.
Plenty.
She totally bails on the whole performance that opens the movie. Like, that took a lot
whole
of
performance.
And na 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 na
Yeah, because she's a rebel. Yeah.
No, she forgot.
Doesn't
want
to do this. She was rebelling.
Forgot. She got upset. So she's 16 year old. She's 16 years old. She
well is a, in mermaid years.
Right. Right. So 16.
Which everyone knows. Yeah, okay. Means she's 10.
She goes. She sees this guy. Thinks he's a dreamboat because he's got nice hair and a cute dog.
Well,
and I mean, having never spoken to him,
the criteria,
like
nails it.
Anytime, like
you're describing me, she slept through a performance. She's not that bright.
Looking for dudes with good hair and a dog.
Doesn't know what a fork is. Just eats with her hands. Can't stand. Like, come on,
no,
Dad.
She brushes her hair though.
Oh shit.
With a fork.
And she spends. Right? Technically,
she does with it. A fork.
Technically, she's always taking a shower. So
that's true.
She
that's
lives
a really
in
good
water.
Point. Right. Her hair looks great for being underwater all the time.
Really great. She's great.
She is great.
The thing it's tough to divorce yourself as a person who grew up watching these. It's tough to remove what they meant to you in terms of like Ariel didn't feel like she fit in and wanted to be somewhere else. Mulan, again, haven't seen it, but I've seen parts of it and I think I know enough about it that it was like she didn't recognize. She didn't act the way women were supposed to act. She wasn't gonna, she has that song, like, Reflections or whatever, where she's like, she's not gonna be a good mom, or she doesn't look at herself and see, like, oh, I'm what women are supposed to be in culture, like, in this culture, what we're taught. And she's like, where do I fit in? Like, I don't get it. They're very similar, mm-hmm. and they both speak to me. I just haven't seen Mulan.
Like I said, you can put Ariel through. She is, like, every time I went swimming with my sister, we'd, like, push ourselves up on, like, side of the pool and flip your hair back.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
everyone.
Like, then that's the deciding
factor.
That's
what I'm saying.
Every time Ashley went swimming with her sister, mm-hmm. they pushed themselves up on the edge of the pool mm-hmm. and flipped their hair back.
Like that rock
and
scene.
And that, along with coaches that have an I in both their first and last name, is what I use to move things to the next round.
Yep.
Did Ashley do the hair flip thing with her sister in the pool?
Done.
And does the king have a eye? Triton.
Triton.
Yeah, we're good.
Yep.
Okay, so it's Ariel to the next round. Okay. But shout out to Mulan. In another world, maybe she would have made it.
In a world where you've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the finals now.
Yep.
But before we get to that.
Oh.
Katie.
What?
If I wanted to go to a game.
Ooh. Like a sport game?
Like, where do you think I would go to watch sports?
Probably an arena.
Ooh. How would I get, like, tickets to said arena or rink?
Well, have you heard about SeatGeek? Have you?
No.
Heard about?
Tell me.
SeatGeek?
Okay.
What?
All right. Let's go drop a register or two.
SeatGeek. You know who loves SeatGeek?
Who?
The people who work on Dateline.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever heard them do an ad read for
it? I haven't. No, I haven't.
I have. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. If you like music, SeatGeek can help with that. Or if you like sports, SeatGeek can also help with that. Or perhaps you prefer to go to the theater as one of those people who says things like theater. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or you need to find the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices. Fully guaranteed. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And they grade every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. It was in and out. I was in and out, but I gave it my all.
You got to be.
You tried really
hard. I gave it my all. $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase, guys. Go to download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code Nolan, N-O-L-A-N. Promo code Nolan for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. And keep sending me tweets when you get to go to stuff, because I like to see that in between people telling me that I'm the worst and that they hate me.
Aww.
It's nice to see in a little, hey, I went to a game. I'm like, cool. Back to the hate. All right, Dop.
Okay.
We're in the finals.
We've made it to the finals.
We made it to the finals.
Can we do a drum roll? We missed one last
but
week.
But you do them at the wrong
as long
time.
As we put it in at some point.
You do it, Ren, you're going to say, and the best
but
Disney
we
princess
did it last
is.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't like
it. I don't think she does hot drum rolls for it.
I know, but
Oh, it's still the wrong time.
She's been practicing.
Yeah, it's better.
She's been doing curls.
Yep.
Just finger stretches with tennis balls.
Wow.
All right, so here we are.
I have never been more uncomfortable in a podcast than I am today. I don't know what
it is. I was
going to
say earlier today.
Everything's weird, and I just feel like we should wrap it up. Don't. Just, what's the final, Doc?
The final is Belle versus Ariel.
I mean, I think we knew we were getting here. I knew from the jump.
Really?
These are my two favorites. They're every sane person's two favorites.
I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure.
But I'm happy with it.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for chiming in.
Just so you know.
Let's talk. Sometimes I do really. It's tough. It's tough having beliefs. Because sometimes you just want to throw them to the wind and say, let's talk outfits. But then you remember, as a woman who advocates for women being more than just into fashion and all the stuff that's usually attributed to us, you're like, you have a responsibility to discuss the types of books that Belle enjoys to read and to talk about what sort of knickknacks and thingamabobs that Ariel has in her treasure trove. Let's talk about their outfits, though.
Okay. Let's start with the important stuff.
That Belle's yellow gold dress, whew, that's something else. That's what dreams are made of. I'm pretty sure that's what
Lizzie McGuire was thinking about.
Yep. Also Disney. This is what dreams are made of. No, that is, I'm pretty sure, what Kate Hudson's character was inspired by in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days when she wore that yellow.
Oh.
That was that movie, right? Or was that at the Oscars or something?
No, that was right.
She didn't go to the Oscars. She got nominated for that movie.
Was that?
Yeah, this yellow dress, her yellow evening prom dress. When she comes out and it's like, what?
I wore a yellow dress to prom.
I'm sure you did. So did everybody our age because of this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people did because of this movie.
Because of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, you did? You wore a yellow dress to prom because of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looked great on me.
I wore a fin and a seashell bra to prom. So what of it? It was an under the sea theme.
Wow.
And I showed up in a bra of seashells with a lobster because I was misinformed. So let's talk about Ariel's outfit. I'm the only reason I don't love it is because it makes it hard to be her for Halloween. Wasn't there a penis in that scene?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure Little Mermaid was one of the ones that had a lot of that.
It was when they were
doing
the
boner.
Vials. Yeah.
Man, what is up with that? You think someone really was like, is that a special kind of crazy or is it just harmless fun?
I don't know.
Like, I'm going to sneak penis into a child's movie.
Those penises were in the original cover art. They were drawn in to look like stuff on the bottom of the sea.
But they're penises.
Yes. And the pre-peta boner, which was a separate thing.
If she is keeping a treasure trove in the ocean of things she finds.
Right.
Logic dictates, the numbers would add up, that one of the things is going to be a sex toy of some sort.
What?
You think?
Dude, a cruise? Weirdos go on cruises.
Yep.
It's a vacation for people who are afraid to fly.
I was wondering,
you know, a
where
huge
you're going
group
with
of
that.
People. Someone's showing up, especially those, like, don't they do cruises that are like hedonism cruises? Where it's like you just go and you bang on a book.
I think I'm too old for those, but.
Anyway, Ariel definitely has a dildo in her treasure trove.
Wow.
I think we can all agree.
Yes.
We can move forward from here. Why were we talking about that again?
I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about outfits, and then Dot brought it back around.
Yeah. I didn't bring it up. That was not me. That was not me. I had nothing to do with that.
Kid won't even let me curse on my podcast, but wants to talk about rubber peens. Anyway. Oh, yeah. My question was, does that make you like a next level psychopath if you're the animator that puts little dicks and stuff that kids are watching? Or is it just like, tee hee hee, no one's going to notice? I think it's kind of crazy. Like, weird.
Do you think it's more weird than making all these stories be about 14-year-old girls?
Yeah, well, that's, you're right, Doc. But there's one side of the story that society cares to examine and change, and the other is sexualizing 14-year-old girls in cartoons.
Yeah.
Maybe they were making a statement about how, like, if you're going to sexualize these children, well, then I'm going to put dicks on the cover.
Oh.
In which case, I love that. Guy's probably in jail, though, so he won't hear this. All right, so we've done outfits. Now your turn. You've got a notebook full of stuff. I want to know what's in it.
I do. I think this is a weird one, because if you're looking at plots, I've already said a lot of really good things about Belle. I've already said not so great things about Ariel. It is a little weird, you know, that the beast is a beast and they fall in love. But in terms of, like, what?
I'm sorry. I want you to give your take, and I have such a fired up
go!
Take. No, I want you to speak. I'm speaking too much.
No, it's your podcast.
And it's also your podcast.
I feel like you should just go.
I'll get it out really fast. Beauty and the Beast, and this is not Belle's fault, so I'm not holding this against her, but Beauty and the Beast as a movie subliminally teaches kids, which is a thing we've been talking about this whole time, about like what the real lesson is like, if he's a monster, stay and love him and he'll change. And that's a terrible thing to teach to children. Mm. Of like, oh, well, he's a really bad person, but even the really bad, violent, covered in hair with fangs and claws beast, it, deep down inside, is a good man. He just needs to be loved. And it's like, no. Sometimes there's a bad, abusive, not covered in hair, looks like a normal human beast that is abusive. And you should not stick to a fairy tale that if you just stick it out and love him the right way or love him enough, he'll stop treating you like a prisoner that he abuses. So now that we're on that note... when they brought out the new version of it, the live action one with what's her name?
Emma Watson.
Yes, she was really cute. And she took a couple stands about like what she was going to do as the character. She didn't want to. I think she made herself like a philosopher. God, Katie, don't talk without knowing what you're talking about. She like made a couple decisions in terms of scripting that she wanted to do with Belle, because she wanted to make sure that she wasn't treated like a.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
She's great.
Yeah, she is.
I started to think about the plot more because it was humans. Yeah. And the reason that movie didn't work for me is because it wasn't a cartoon anymore. I know that sounds like the most basic thing, but it's like the plot of a lot of these Disney movies.
Yeah.
As soon as they're humans and real people, you start to get like, oh, this is weird. Why is she with the beast?
Yeah.
He's awful. Why are we, you know, like it makes it real. Whereas with a cartoon, it was like, oh, but it's just a cartoon. And then it became too real. So I fired me up.
If you dig down on it. It is a little like people say, they talk about bestiality and Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
When they're talking about Beauty and the Beast, which is bizarre. Yes. But I do think in a weird way, like if Beast was just a rude guy, like, their relationship actually kind of progresses. Like, he starts by throwing her in a dungeon, and then you can see him grow.
Well,
and
first
you
he throws her dad in a dungeon.
That's true.
That's
for trespassing.
She deserves points for this, that she goes and switches with her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is like, let him live. When mathematically, that's not... It should be the way that it was.
Yes.
You should go live your life. Your dad has lived his life.
Correct.
Quite some time.
And even after... What I like about Belle is that even after she develops, she's like starting to like get along with the beast. When like the second her father is back in danger, when she sees that his health is deteriorating in the mirror, she's like, deuces, I'm going to go help him.
Well, she has to ask for his permission.
But she doesn't hesitate.
Does. Yeah, you're
Whereas
absolutely right.
Ariel is like, oh, there's a guy that had nice hair and a cute dog, deuces.
Yeah,
oh, he's going to marry somebody else. Because she stole your voice on, like, when you guys were really starting to hit it off. You just saw this other person.
So these movies can all also be summed up in daddy issues. Because, like, Ariel's dad and her didn't have the relationship that Belle and her dad had.
Right.
Belle and her dad had been through some shit. Her dad was, like, her only friend in the town. Everybody shunned her because she, again, liked books. But Ariel and her relationship with her dad is not the same. They're much more like most people's relationship with their dad. And by most people, I mean myself. It's very contemptuous.
Contemptuous.
But it's contested. It's bad. It's not great. It's not awful. Mm-hmm. But it's like you fight. You know, that was because she's 16.
Contentious.
How old is... Thank you. I knew you were still looking for it. I knew you'd find it. How old was Belle?
17.
And Ariel, 16.
Yep. She just, Belle seems so much more mature.
That
yeah, but 17
year.
In Disney years is 35. She's not 12.
So yeah, that's great.
That means she's
that
old. Good. So that's why she's reflecting what your relationship looks like with your dad as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Ariel is just like.
Isn't she also the youngest of like seven daughters?
Ariel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she just wants to,
lost.
And she doesn't fit in. She wants to be a part of it. She doesn't feel like she's supposed to be in this world. She wants to be part, I believe, of another world.
Mm-hmm. Your world.
Part
I
of
think.
Your world.
A
what
whole
do you
new
call
world.
Them?
No, that's wrong.
Oh, sorry,
that's
I
Aladdin.
Mixed them.
Oh, we got through the all of Aladdin without mentioning that, too.
There's,
man, there's just too much here.
That's because Jasmine was eliminated too soon.
She was.
I'm too emotionally tied to Ariel. When you said before she's stupid or whatever, I know you
smart.
Said it. Not, yeah. I just related when I was little. It wasn't, she wasn't perfect, but that's because.
She was flawed, yeah.
Because we are all flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Belle, I don't know what her flaw is. She is charming enough that she gets a beast to care about her when he hated everything. She's patient. She's kind. She's smart. She reads. She deals with Gaston much better than
so
I would. I would have,
yeah.
I would have fucking murdered that man mm-hmm. by now. And I love all of that about her, but what's her flaw? She is like this ideal that we're taught to be, and sure, that's great, but a lot of us are a lot more like Ariel floundering through life with a lobster named Sebastian.
What if her flaw is she loves to read, she loves to daydream, but she at 17 wasn't doing anything about it to be able to actually get out and do that? Like, can that be her flaw?
No.
No?
You're reaching.
Okay.
Go back to making good points. I'm trying to think of what people who don't get in the weeds on Disney princesses would rate them based off of, what they would judge based off of. I love them both so much.
What is your favorite thing about The Little Mermaid?
Who she is as a person or a mermaid. I like her rebellious spirit. I like that she didn't want to be doing what everybody else was doing. She wanted to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would have told her, being a human, not that dope.
No.
Yeah.
Like, we would love to. I'm surprised when she met Eric, he wasn't like, can I come down? Can I be a merman? Well, don't come up here. Up here is, that's just a fork up here. Down there, it's like a beautiful hairbrush. And my favorite thing about Belle is that she's smart and she didn't give in to what society told her she was supposed to be like in a more realistic way that would be applied to my life than Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as an older woman, I like Belle more, but Ariel made Katie who Katie is today.
Oh, wow.
But that's not what the bracket's about, guys.
It's about
Disney princess, and Belle's probably a better princess.
Brought to you by Katie Nolan.
If we have Ariel to thank for bringing us Katie Nolan as she is today.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
She has
don't do
to
this.
Be the winner.
The whole podcast feels very masturbatory, and then when you guys lean into it, it's like, let's... Now I feel like a jerk. Now I feel like I'm making you do these things.
Did you have to use masturbatory?
I did.
Like the
Doc
whole.
Doc had a story about a Simeon. I don't know. A Trevor Simeon. Sports. Hey, by the way, Ndamukong Suh is going to the Rams. We just got breaking news, and we didn't talk about any sports today, so I just want to throw that out there in the middle of a bracket about Disney princesses. Ndamukong Suh going to the Rams. $14 million. 1 year deal. Hot takes.
That's a lot of money.
Rams are doing too much. The Rams are like, look at us. We were good for a year, and it surprised you, and so now we're going to go out and buy everybody.
They are going to have chemistry problems in their locker
room. Yeah, it's too much. Okay. You think Ndamukong Suh is going to have a chemistry problem with anybody? Okay, it's Ariel.
We did it.
No drum roll or anything.
We did it.
Yay!
It's Ariel. And you know what? Please don't at me. I didn't want to do it. I'm still feeling guilty about Mulan because how upset you got. I've never seen you that upset before.
I just want you to watch it. She's so great.
She seems really great. Okay, before we go, do we have a, can we do a second voicemail just to cleanse my brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perk up a little bit.
I should be so happy. We just talked about Disney princesses, but I just feel like I let one of them down.
Only one?
Oh,
top. You're like the Beast.
Wow.
Except without hope.
Stop
and,
it.
And small.
Oh, yeah.
Or redemption.
Covered in hair, though. Can you play the voicemail, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, team. This is Jordan in Utah.
That's the voicemail from the beginning of our podcast. At this point, I should have been more clear. I'd like you to play a different voicemail than the one you played before.
Hi, Katie. This is Kaylee. You referenced Marcel Duchamp a few times in your show, and it's probably my favorite YouTube video. And I just wanted to ask you what your favorite YouTube video was. And if it is Marcel Duchamp, which one, two, or three, is your favorite? I love the podcast. Hope you guys have a great day. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Kaylee, what a great question.
She is the best.
Off the bat, I'm just going to say my favorite Marcel is Marcel 1.
Yeah. Original. Yeah. For sure.
What about you, Dop?
I watched them for the first time ever when you guys watched them.
Oh, wow.
The other day.
Yeah.
And 1 was definitely the best.
Wow.
3 was trying too hard.
Did you give it, like, did you really, yeah, I don't need you to slander Marcel in any way.
I'm not slandering.
I love all 3.
She
I just,
was cute.
I have an order, just like Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What? So I love Marcel 1, you love Marcel 1. There just were more quotables in Marcel 1. It gave us everything you could ever want. Like, it would be my pleasure. That's my favorite. Some people say my head is too big for my body, and I say, compared to what? I don't do it as good as you.
I slip into it now at night.
You do?
Yeah.
Because you have the little, like, compared to what?
I know, but I get real self-conscious about it.
Okay, I won't make you do it like you make me do.
The damsel.
The damsel, which I've lost. It's gone.
Could you try to bring it back?
Ndamukong Suh is going to the Ram. Oh, my. What a weird signing. I don't like it. It's gone. It's dead.
Yeah.
She died in a fire.
She did.
Whoa.
She did. She did. Bye. But okay, favorite YouTube videos. This is tough because if you're younger than probably like 20, you're like, wait, what? Everything's on YouTube. You mean like a TV show?
Mm.
Like there's crossover and there's a lot of like posting what you saw on TV on the internet. But I'm going like back to when YouTube was YouTube. To get a video on there was like, you made it specifically for that platform. I got a couple.
Okay.
Remember Charlie the Unicorn?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking out of cups. Drinking out of cups was YouTube. It probably was originally from something else.
Man, I need to write these down.
You know drinking out of cups. That's a, whose chair is this? Not my chair. That's not my problem. That's what I say.
Not my problem.
I was just listening to it before and you put headphones on because you seemed like you didn't want to hear it.
I didn't know what it was.
You don't know what that is?
Oh, boy.
I know what that is.
Yo!
Dog.
Yo! I make references to that constantly.
Do I just smile and nod?
Probably.
Whoa!
Right. That was formative.
Oh.
And then you found out the backstory was that, like, wasn't he locked in a closet doing acid?
Yeah.
And he was just, like, narrating what he was seeing and doing.
Oh.
Man. Okay. I'm going to move on from that. Old Greg. It's not an original YouTube, but it was a clip from a show in England where he talks about old Greg, whatever. Samesies. I showed to you that comedy, that bit.
Oh,
Samesies.
Oh, that was
where he's like, we're going to stop doing Samesies for a while. We're going to do other people. What is other people? We're going to do opposites.
Opposites.
No more Samesies because when we do Samesies, we don't make any people. It's very funny. Harvard sailing team. Do you remember that comedy group? They did Boys Will Be Girls. A lot of these things, as you go through them, you're like, probably wouldn't get made today. Probably would be seen as offensive, but back then, hilarious. Still pretty funny if you have if you were exposed to them before. Does anyone remember Bratz and Beretta? Man,
no.
I'm getting so deep in YouTube. I watched YouTube for so long. They had a Mother's Day video that I really liked. And then, of course, John Roberts, the guy who plays Linda on Bob's Burgers, all those videos he used to do, like the Christmas tree video or the Christmas video when he dressed up like his mom and he did that character of like, make it nice around the tree, make it even, make it nice. No?
No. Nope.
You guys.
No idea.
What's happening?
I don't know.
And then he did a Mother's Day video where he's like, I'm up. No, nothing.
No.
None of this.
Sorry.
Nothing.
No.
Holy shit. Did you ever see shoes?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see muffins?
These shoes rock.
You're muffins just saying words.
No. Are you fucking kidding?
This is a candle muffin or whatever. Yeah. It was some pick some
this
dumb
is
thing.
An asbestos muffin.
Yeah.
I'm making these muffins as best as I can. No?
No.
What? Okay. What are your answers?
Alan! 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 Oh, no. That's Steve. Steve! Steve! It's a BBC funny talking animals one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Everyone's like, okay, that one. Yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah. It is funny.
My other one that I wrote down was a literal video. Did you guys ever watch those where they took music videos sang the song as to like what was happening in the music video? Mm. And for Total Eclipse of the Heart, I watched when I was at work in screening. Had headphones on. Someone sent me the link and I watched it and was just like crying. I was laughing so hard because I had no idea what it was.
I've never heard you laugh hard. I didn't know that you were a person who laughs when they think something's funny.
It's always so docile.
I would never even notice when you think something's funny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Along that line though, we should probably put in the very first bad lip reading. That was
so
good.
Remember the first time you saw that and you were like, what? It's so funny. Dop, what do you got?
I think my favorite one was Pearl with the landlord.
Yes!
Will Ferrell's daughter.
Oh my gosh.
She came to the door.
Yes.
Totally inappropriate to make a small child swear that much, but like so funny.
Give me my money, bitch. Isn't that what she says?
That's so good.
Give me my money, bitch.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite.
She's really cute. That was before Funny or Die had its own video thing.
Yep.
And we voted funny, so that girl got to live. That was really exciting. It was like, we were on the edge there for a minute. Like, if this isn't funny, are we cool with murdering a child? And luckily we thought she was funny. All right, guys, that is it for this week's edition of Sports. Light on the Sports. Heavy on the question mark. Heavy on the, but it was a bracket inspired by a Cinderella team. So it's, I mean, it's pretty sportsy. And then I said that thing about Ndamukong Suh there. Thank you guys for listening. Do it again whenever you feel like it. You know, don't feel like you need to be restricted to, oh, I'm supposed to listen to a podcast one time. No, no. Break out.
Yeah.
Be part of our world. Swim with the humans and go listen maybe twice, three times, all different platforms. You can listen to it wherever you want. Thanks to Hotel Tonight, Allbirds, and SeatGeek. And when you go back to listen to the podcast for the third or second time, or even just now here on the first, you should rate it. If you like it, and leave a review so we know that you're enjoying yourself, because we do read these reviews. Mm-hmm. They're really important to us. We have some favorites, like this one by Podcast Dog, called A Great Sports Podcast, parentheses, for dogs. Sports with Katie Nolan is my favorite podcast as a dog who enjoys podcasts. Too often when I turn on the television when home alone, there are men shouting about sports, and I don't like that. It makes me anxious. This is a good podcast that is soothing to listen to and also talks about a lot of important dog issues like cloning and people food. I love people food. It's one of my favorite things. Too often when the people come home smelling like they just ate some great food and I think, hey, I want to go smell and eat that food too. Why not take me? Sports with Kate Nolan provides the food chat that I miss when the people leave.
This is incredible.
It's a, I give that review 5 stars. And if you'd like to give my review of that review 5 stars, go to iTunes and then click the 5th star next to the podcast. You don't have to click all of them. You just click that last one. Try it. You'll see. Try it. And then click submit and you'll see that I was right. If you want to leave us a voicemail, please do. Because we have a lot now. And I think we could do probably an entire episode of answering voicemails.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. And we wouldn't have to do a damn bracket.
No prep.
We wouldn't have to print anything out. Yeah, no prep sounds great. Because too much prep is why this podcast is how long, Dop?
Right now.
7 hours and 75 minutes.
Just short of that, yeah.
So if you want to leave us a voicemail, ask us some good stuff. You guys are asking great questions. We just don't have time to get to all of them. So ask great questions. Keep it short. Give us your name and say I love you at the end. I don't know.
Mean it.
860-506-5571. Don't forget, save that in your phone under Katie Nolan or Sports or Ashley Braband. 860-506-5571. Guys, we love you. Thank you for letting us have a weird podcast where we talk for a really long time about stuff that doesn't matter at all. It's pretty fun. And we really appreciate all the feedback you guys have been giving us on the internet. Is that it? Are we good?
I think we're good.
Say goodbye, Dot.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Mean it. SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade enterprise-level security, but for your own home.
Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.